Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. If you are struggling with isolation because the government is forcing you to stay home, if you are struggling to get ahead because you don't have the social support, the environment, and you're surrounded with nothing but negativity, you are going to love today's show because I'm going to give you a recipe for success in COVID times. Hey, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, author of The Perfect Day Formula. And oh goodness, am I using The Perfect Day Formula more than ever to control my time, win my mornings, and own my day. And I'm going to show you a recipe for success and self-discipline in COVID times so that even if you are, like some of my clients, cooped up at home, not allowed to go outside for long, you know, being forced and bullied into, you know, being a baby by the government, like because we can't make decisions for ourselves and you're frustrated and your business is suffering, you're going to love this show because I'm going to set you free. Again, if you are not dominating your day, start with my book, Perfect Day Formula. So if you go to freeperfectdaybook.com and you get it, it will set you free. And so will these 10 steps to making the most delicious recipe for success you have ever heard, especially in COVID times. All right. Now, I understand that we have been at this a long time. And in fact, I would say that we're in inning, top of the third inning in a 9-inning ball game, maybe even bottom of the second. I don't know. It's going to be a long time before things are even close to resembling what we discuss as normal. But I think, and I'm feeling strong in my heart, that we will get back to normal someday soon. So don't despair, don't fret, and you know, most of all, don't quit, because that's not an option. And you have to go out there every single day. Now, let's walk through how to be successful, how to be less stressful, how to be more self-disciplined, even in these times. Because I'm going through everything that you're going through. I've got multiple businesses that are, you know, suffering from this heavily. I've got some businesses that are actually doing better because of it. And, you know, I deal with the same frustrations every single day out there. All right, so let's jump into it. Number one, you must do your daily meditation. You must slow down to speed up. Okay, slow down to speed up. You can't come up with game-changing ideas when you are going 100 miles an hour all the time, okay? If you are struggling with anxiety, you have to slow down. Slow down, do your daily meditation. What I do is I wake up at 3:57 a.m. every single day. I get up and I go into the other room. I let the dog out of her crate. We do a little hugging and kissing, and then she lies down at my feet and I do a 10-minute abundance mindset guided meditation, or just simply sound meditation on YouTube. Free. I don't use any apps. I just use YouTube. Listen to the meditation. Then I take her outside. She does her little meditation outside. We come back in and it's 4:30 and I'm ready to go. That daily meditation has helped me slow down so that I can speed up in life. Second thing, get out in nature. And I don't just mean taking the dog out when nature calls. I mean getting out in nature as much as you can. I am so fortunate that whether I'm on my farm near Toronto, Ontario, Canada, or whether I'm in Toronto, Ontario and living near some green space, or whether, you know, today I'm living in Vancouver and I live right beside the ocean, or if I'm up at Whistler where I just was on the weekend and out there hiking up the ski slopes that are not in use right now, except for some mountain bikers, or, you know, going around the lakes that are up there, I am in nature all the time. You know, maybe it's the farm boy in me, but holy cow, nature really brings out the best. And if you go back into history, you look at Chopin and you look at Tchaikovsky and you look at Charles Dickens and Charles Darwin, they all went for walks. Now, Charles Dickens was walking around London, but Charles Darwin was out in the country walking around. And Tchaikovsky and Chopin, they all did these hikes in the countryside in the afternoon after they had been writing in the morning. It's not a coincidence that some of the greatest creative minds in history got outside in nature. You got to push yourself, even if it's like a 30-minute commute, you know, subways and bicycles or whatever it is to get out there. Please get out in nature or simply get some plants into your life and try and get that vibe of nature. All right, third thing, we've just added a couple things. Make sure you're now going in the third thing, you're saying no. Do not do things that do not serve you. Say no to negativity, say no to the news, say no to toxic people, say no to doing too much. You know, I love helping people and I get questions from people all over the world. And, you know, if they're quick questions, I'll be able to answer them. Sometimes I go deep. And I really answer questions, you know, if I'm, you know, happen to be walking home from the gym and I'm texting somebody or DMing somebody from halfway around the world, I'll give them a bit of time. But I also have to say no. I have to say no to being on every single podcast that asks me. I say no to a lot of them because it's just not worth an hour of my time to be on for 50 listeners, 500 listeners. It's only worth it for me to be on 5,000 listeners. I also get asked to do speaking engagements. I just had to turn one down because I have to ask for a certain amount of money in order to make it worthwhile. And they couldn't afford to pay me. And I want to go and do it, but that means taking 4 days away from my mission, which is serving you. Think of all the great podcasts I can make over 4 days instead of going and doing something for free for 20 people. So you got to say no. You have to do fewer things in order to do great things. Number four, you got to be grateful. I am super grateful for all the opportunities that come my way, including the opportunity to say no. Now, I'm about to start a new clothing line. I'm just going to make some t-shirts to start and some hats. And it's going to be my famous 11 out of 10 t-shirt. And people say, what the heck does that mean? You wear this t-shirt that says 11 out of 10. What does that mean, Mr. Ballantyne? And the answer is that it's grateful persistence, okay? Grateful persistence. Because the 11 out of 10, that's how you rate the day. Like when people say, man, on a scale of 1-10, how's it going? You say 11 out of 10 every single day. Even on the day when your partner has left you, your dog has run away, and you've been punched in the gut, you say it's 11 out of 10 because I have the chance to begin again. 11 out of 10 because I'm here, I'm alive, I'm breathing, and I get the chance to start again. That's grateful persistence. And that's what 11 out of 10 means. And you must put that mindset into your head every single day so that you dominate. And that is part of the recipe for success in COVID times. Next, number five, you got to make a promise to yourself and you got to keep a promise. You got to make a promise and you got to keep a promise. That is how you build self-confidence. If you say, I'm going to get up at 6:45 a.m., you set your alarm and then you hit the snooze button the next morning, it just shows you like you can't even keep a promise to yourself. And that's going to cause you a lot of stress and anxiety in life. You're going to be more stressful and less successful when you cannot keep a promise to yourself. So you got to start making those promises. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm not going to eat ice cream after dinner. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this tomorrow morning. I'm going to get up and I'm going to work my number one priority. And you do those things. You do those things. And when you make a promise and keep a promise to yourself, your self-confidence builds and it moves into number six, which is stacking the wins. Okay. If you are at home, if you are isolated, if you are single or divorced or whatever, and you know, maybe your kids live a long way away and your business is struggling to get going, there's a lot of obstacles in your way, and you're not allowed to go see your friends, and you're not allowed to go to your office, and you're not allowed to go to your gym. And I get it. You're not allowed to go out to the pub, and you're not allowed to go out to eat. But you know what? You still can stack the wins, and the government can't stop you from stacking wins. The government can't stop you from getting up on time, from doing your meditation, from working on your number one priority in life for 90 minutes, for reading a book, you know, 10 pages a day, for drinking 3 liters of water, for doing your exercise. Government can't stop you. You can do all of those things in the comfort of your own home. And you stack those wins and you come back and you stack more upon that tomorrow. Now, you're probably wondering, yeah, but what am I doing all this for? You're doing this for others, okay? I don't know if you ever watched this Marvel superhero movie. It is called Doctor Strange. And I was on a kick of watching all these Marvel movies and I was like, well, I gotta watch them all. So I'm gonna watch this Doctor Strange one, even though I never heard of Doctor Strange. I didn't get it. So I start watching it and you know what? It was one of my favorite Marvel movies of all time. And there's this scene near the end where Doctor Strange, who is a superhero in some weird way, is with this person called the Ancient One. And she says to him, as they look out over Manhattan and things are starting to blow up, and she says, it's not about you. Do you not get it? It's not about you. I love that so much. So much that I put that in my book, Unstoppable. It's not about you. Makes me realize, holy cow, I watched that movie a long time ago on a flight back from Spain to Toronto in like 2017 or 18 before I finished that book. My goodness, that was a long time ago. But it is something I believe in to this very day. It's not about you. It's not about you, Craig Ballantyne. Get up. Don't hit the snooze button, Craig Ballantyne. It's not about you. Get up. You got people to help. And when you focus on others, you're going to be successful because it's going to help you do those things, make those promises, keep those promises, stack the wins, be grateful. Oh my goodness, that's the way to go. Now, when you focus on others, it leads into number 8, which is get out of your own head. If you're sitting there and stewing and saying, oh, woe is me, well, that anxiety engine is going to rev and your wheels are going to spin and your mind is going to race and you're only going to get worse. But if you get out of your own head through journaling, through videoing, through podcasting, through talking things out, FaceTiming with friends, doing Facebook Lives, it gets all the stuff out of your head, okay? You can't go through life with a cluttered up attic. You can't go through life with a jigsaw puzzle all scrambled up in your head or 5,000 pieces of Lego jammed in your cranium. You got to spread that stuff out. And that's the only way that you can build that Death Star Lego. And I know that it's like 3,000 or 4,000 pieces because I once bought that for my business partner, Matt Smith, and he gave me the evil eye because I didn't realize how hard it was to put together a Death Star Lego of 3,000 pieces. But you know what? First step to getting over that was him spreading it out on the table and not keeping it in the box. So it's the same with your own life. Get stuff out of your head and you'll succeed. Number 9, make a plan, share your plan. Make a plan, share your plan with like-minded people. There are good people out there. So many good people out there. So many people not focused on the news, the negativity, the toxicness that's out there. No, there are a lot of good people out there. And you got to go find them on Facebook and online and in real events when you get back going. You got to find them in your mentors and coaches and mastermind groups and virtual mastermind groups and associations and all those things. Because when you make a plan and share your plan with like-minded people, they will go out of their way to help you. They will go out of their way to help you. I guarantee it. And when you make a plan and share a plan with like-minded people, it leads to tip number 10 in the recipe for success and self-discipline here in COVID times, and that is you need to get public accountability. Public accountability, you go out there and you say, I'm going to get my book done in 90 days. And you tell the world and you say, hey, listen, if I don't get this done, you know, I'm going to run through the streets of San Diego naked or whatever. Like, the reason why I bring that up is because I had a client named Xander Fryer. He's a very famous success coach today. Amazing salesperson. And he came to one of my workshops. And he had this 90-day plan to go and, you know, start dating beautiful girls so he can meet the love of his life. And after 90 days, you know, he was giving me these accountability updates. And I said, Xander, hello, you're not doing anything to move ahead on this goal. I see you, you know, you're comforting a friend this week. You're going off with your buddies the next week. You're doing everything for other people. But, you know, sometimes doing everything for other people actually can go too far on that, my friend. And you have done that. What are you going to do about that goal that you set in my workshop of finding the love of your life? He said, I don't know, Craig, what should I do? And I said, you need to get public accountability. And so that day he went onto his Facebook group and did a Facebook Live to 2,000 people. And to those 2,000 people, he said, I'm going to find the love of my life by the end of this year. And it was in September. And sure enough, as we said in number 9, make a plan, share your plan with like-minded people. So many people came forward and said, I want to introduce you to my cousin, my daughter, my niece, all that. And he had said that if I don't find the love of my life, I'm going to do whatever you guys want me to do. And he lived in San Diego and he said, I'll run down 4th Street or Market Street or whatever it was, you know, naked if you want, but I'm going to do this. And sure enough, Every single day he was taking action. And then one day a woman reached out to him, a lovely young woman from Australia named Maddie. I was going to call her Maddie Fryer. She's now Maddie Fryer, but she wasn't Maddie Fryer back then. And she reached out and said, I feel so weird doing this, but I love your energy and I'd love to meet up. And I'm coming to America for New Year's and, you know, I'm going to land in LA. Maybe we can meet up. And it was one of those, you know, dates, one date that turned into a week-long set of dates, and away they are. 18 months later, they got married, all because of public accountability. And I've used public accountability to stop swearing, find the love of my life, and do so many things, and you can too. Because this is, even though it is only the second inning or third inning of a baseball game, of a nine-inning baseball game of dealing with COVID, it's going to be over. It's going to be over. And you've gone through harder times for longer. Maybe you went to medical school. Medical school is tough, and it was years, right? Maybe you were in the Army for 3 years, 2 years, 5 years. I don't know. That wasn't easy. Maybe you went through a period of time where you had to go bankrupt, and you know there was shame and all that sort of stuff dogged you for 2 years, but you got out of it. Maybe you gained a whole bunch of weight, and it took you 2 years to lose it. Maybe you went through a tough divorce, but you got through it. And so listen, my friend, we have all gone through much harder stuff in our life for longer periods of time in our life. And these 10 tips are going to help you have a recipe for success and less stress and more self-discipline in COVID times. All right, let me give you a bonus tip. You got to read. Every single day, you got to read. And if you haven't read my book, Unstoppable, go to beunstoppablebook.com and get that for free. Okay, just shipping and handling will send it out to you. Go to freeperfectdaybook.com and get my other book, Perfect Day Formula, and we'll send that out to you. We'll just pay a little bit of shipping and handling. And if you have read those books and if you are ready to go to the next level and you need steps 10 through 20, because yeah, like Craig, I got these covered and I want to go to the next level, then go to craigballantyne.com, fill out the application to work with me soon. And I'm going to take you to the next level like I helped Xander, like I've helped Joel Marion, Bedros Koulian, Shanda Sumter, Isabel de los Rios, Joe Polish. I could go on and on and on and on and on. And I want you to have your name on that list soon. All right? So go take advantage of those steps and you will be successful and less stressful in COVID times. And once you've done that, head over to iTunes, give this a 5-star review, give us a rating, give us all that good stuff. Let me know what you thought of the show at Real Craig Ballantyne on Instagram. And again, drop by craigballantyne.com and let's go and grow.